Student activists and local labor union leaders held a rally yesterday calling for a yes vote on the living wage and a no vote on raising fees to build a new student union.
A little bit louder! We're gonna get a living wage now! One!
If the new building measure passes, student fees would go up by $192 a year to help cover the $230 million construction projects. But Molly Glasgow of the Student Labor Action Council says many students don't want new buildings unless the workers staffing them are making enough money to make ends meet.
Students are paying this university with seg fees, and the university aren't paying their employees well. And so the students are saying, I don't want my money going to an organization that's not paying their employees well. And students aren't making the decision because necessarily they want it. They're making it because workers have come to us, to the students, and there are student workers that have said, this needs to happen, do something about it.
But Vice Chancellor Daryl Bazell says most of the workers who would be affected by a wage hike are students who don't qualify for the $10 an hour living wage because it was designed for people raising a family of four. And he says state regulations actually bar the university from raising the wages of some categories of workers to that level.
The wage structure that we work under is set by the state, not by the campus. And for several of the classifications we have on campus, like custodians, like food service workers, we're constrained and have to live within the rules that are set across the state. And for those two classifications, they can't make the living wage. The rules don't allow it.
Bazell also says it's not clear students even have the legal right to set wages for university workers. But supporters of the initiative say that's a red herring, and they've vowed to take legal action if the initiative passes and the university refuses to implement a wage hike. The managers of the student unions say the campus needs new buildings to serve the social needs of students. They argue student fees spent to build them will eventually create more jobs, both full and part-time. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.